All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, the National Football League season is about a week old right now as far as the finish of the 2014 NFL season. And, of course, the New England Patriots knocked off the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl number 49. And speaking of those Seahawks, it's right back to work for them as they look to get to Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, next February for Super Bowl 50. Now, before the Seahawks can really get down to the grind as far as preparing for that game, they have to take care of their signal caller. And, of course, I'm talking about quarterback Russell Wilson. Now, Wilson has 1 year left on his original rookie contract, and for the 2015 season, Wilson is set to earn a meager $798,000 in base salary. Now, I know to the average Joe that sounds like a lot, but when you're a guy like Wilson, who in your 3 years as a starting quarterback in the NFL, you have a 36-12 regular season record, you are a two-time Pro Bowl quarterback, and most importantly, you have a Super Bowl championship under your belt. Now, Seattle will have just about $20 million in cap space for the upcoming season. Of course, the NFL has unofficially, or really hasn't come out to this point and announced their cap figure for the 2015 NFL season, but more than likely, it's going to be anywhere between 142 and 147 as far as the cap number that teams will have to play with. But before Wilson and his representative Mark Rogers sit down and talk turkey with the Seattle Seahawks front office, he really needs to learn a lesson from quarterbacks around him. You look at a guy like Drew Brees. He helped the Saints win the Super Bowl title back in 2009. And when it came time for his contract a few years ago, Brees became the highest paid player to that point in the National Football League. And what it did was really hamstring the New Orleans Saints front office as far as the moves that they could make as far as keeping that core team together. And we've seen the effects on the football field as of late because the Saints weren't even a playoff team this past season. More importantly, they didn't even have a winning record. And a lot of that stems from the fact that they simply did not have a lot of talent to put around Brees on both sides of the football. The same can be said for Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. Of course, the Ravens heading into the 2012 NFL season had every opportunity to lock Flacco up to a long-term deal. The Ravens waited, and they got a Super Bowl title out of it from Flacco in 2012. But because of that, and due to the fact that he was a Super Bowl MVP, the Ravens had to open up the vault to pay him. And subsequently, they were unable to really re-sign a ton of guys in 2013. They got it going this past season as they made the AFC divisional playoffs. But, you know, it did set them back for a year. But the Ravens still could have some problems coming up because they have to re-sign wide receiver Torrey Smith, who is the Ravens' best deep threat going right now. And then you look at the gentleman that Wilson lost to in the Super Bowl, and I'm talking about New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Now, if there was ever a guy going right now at the quarterback position in the NFL that would have the ability to hold his organization hostage as far as paying him, it would be Brady. But Brady does not do that. He has restructured his deal on several occasions with the Patriots. On top of that, even when it comes to him signing a contract with the Patriots, he takes less money in order to keep the machine going because he knows that he is only one player, albeit he is the quarterback. He gets all the attention, this, that, and the third. But the bottom line is it takes 53 guys to win a championship, not one. And because of that, the Patriots have been a consistent playoff team because they have a good team due to the fact that a guy like Brady does not go crazy as far as his salary that he commands from the team. Now, Wilson is a very articulate guy. He's extremely well-spoken. You've seen him do several endorsement deals, and there are going to be more coming down the pike. Now, if you're Wilson, of course, you are living off of this rookie contract, especially lower than what you've done on the football field, and a lot of it has to do with the current CBA. Also, the fact that Wilson was a third-round pick by the Seahawks in 2012, not a first-round pick. But if you're Wilson, you know, you have to ask yourself, like I always say about a lot of guys in the NFL, especially at the quarterback position, do you want to win or do you want to get paid? Now, for the regular season, Wilson has 72 touchdowns to 26 interceptions. He also has in three seasons nearly 2,000 yards rushing. He has 12 touchdowns and 6 picks in the postseason. And you look at a guy like Wilson, yes, he's undersized, but he goes out there and gets the job done. Now, if the Seattle Seahawks are going to sit back and pay Russell Wilson and then ask him to throw for 350 yards a game and 4 touchdowns, Seattle's going to be 8-8 every year because that is not Russell Wilson's game. Russell Wilson, I'm not going to call him a game manager, but he is a guy that, due to the structure of this Seahawks team on both sides of the football, he does not have to be a guy to simply put the team on his back. Russell Wilson is a tremendous leader. He does a pretty good job of protecting the football and taking care of the football and preserving his body, because even when he scrambles out of the pocket and runs, first and foremost, he's trying to buy time for his receivers to get open downfield. Second, when he takes off, he either gets out of bounds or he simply slides. Now, you look at Wilson, but again, he is a part of the team. He is not the whole team. You look at Marshawn Lynch at running back for Seattle. You look at that offensive line that Pete Carroll, the Seahawks head coach, has developed. And you look at the chemistry on that defensive side of the football. You look at that secondary led by safeties Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas, and of course, cornerback Richard Sherman. And the Seahawks, again, more than likely, speaking of that secondary, may have to let cornerback Byron Maxwell leave in free agency, depending on how much of a salary that Wilson is going to command. And if anybody saw Byron Maxwell this season, he was a big part of what the Legion of Boom was able to do as they got back to the Super Bowl for a second consecutive year. So if Wilson wants to keep that machine going up there in the Pacific Northwest and give the Seahawks an opportunity to have a legitimate shot to get back to the Super Bowl, not only next season, but for the years to come, because you're going to have other guys, especially on that defensive side of the ball, that are going to have contracts coming up. And if you want to keep that machine going up there, if you are Russell Wilson, you have to think long and hard, because again, this was a guy in the NFC Championship game victory over the Green Bay Packers that threw 4 interceptions. Granted, all of them were not his fault, but that Seahawks defense kept them in the game long enough that Wilson was able to rally them from a 12-point deficit in the final few minutes of that game. And of course, Seattle took over in overtime and knocked off the Green Bay Packers to go back to the Super Bowl. But if you are Wilson, you really have to think long and hard about this. If you want to be the highest compensated quarterback in the NFL, 8-8 is going to stare you right in the face. But if you decide to get paid, which you should, and at the same time, allow your organization and the Seahawks flexibility to keep that core intact, 12-4 could be feasible once again. Folks, I want to once again thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge on Monday night, February the 16th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.